Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined once again by Charles Anschutz, and I think it's just the two of us tonight. But we've got a big show, but before we get things started, of course, I'm sure everyone has heard about the passing of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, so let's give him a little tin bell salute. Tonight we've got a big show, Charles. He was known to some as Demolition Axe, known to others as the Masked Superstar. Today we know him as Bill Eadie, and I'm sure he crossed paths with Dusty Rhodes at some point in his career. So he'll be calling in shortly to talk about the upcoming Stranglehold WrestleFest that's happening July 11th, I believe it is. Then we're going to talk to Owen Knight, who primarily is known for his work at WWA4. And Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. He'll be part of their event this Thursday where they will be crowning their first champion, or as they call it, the Georgia Wrestling Crown. But I understand you've got some announcements to make tonight, so the floor is yours.
Well, we don't have any announcements to make. We had a few things that was going to get off our chest, discussing a lot of questions that have arisen about a lot of things, including Anarchy, Southern Pride, Barnesville, some other things. But you have such a great show lined up tonight that there's no need in me wasting time with that. We'll bring that back for another time because I'm ready, willing, able to talk about all of that. But with Bill Eadie, with Owen Knight, with the passing of Dusty Rhodes, there was a pay-per-view last night. We won't waste any time on me tonight. We'll bring that back at another time. Now, I know I saw you at the Shindig, 375, 380 strong. Did you have a good time at the Shindig? I know it was a long night, but did you have a good time?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought there were some good matches. And I think I agree with Larry Goodman. You're probably going to hate me for that. But I think you could have made two shows out of that one show. And hopefully some of the stuff that happened doesn't just get forgotten or lost in the shuffle amongst all the other things that happened. But I did enjoy it. I was surprised by that tag team match. I never thought I'd see those two teams go through that type of battle. And that table put up a fight, too.
You know, those guys have been with me the entire 2 years, and I think that was probably the best work they had done. Unfortunately, a table that just wouldn't break kind of killed it for them at the end. But, yeah, they beat the bejesus out of each other. I did a very good job. I was proud of both teams. Unfortunately, the table didn't want to cooperate, and it kind of took away from the ending, and we kind of had to get out while the getting was good, if you know what I mean. But they did a good job. It was a great night. I thought the main event was off the chains. The crowd left there ecstatic. And I know why Jagged Edge isn't on tonight, because after those two finishers from AJ Steele, I don't think he's able to talk.
Well, I don't know about that. He did wrestle at Anarchy this past Saturday. I don't know I wasn't there. I don't know how well he did. Or...
Well, let's just say the Platinum Crew tried to take over again. And I was out of town, but I sent my main man, my big monster up, And Logan Creed, my understanding, took care of business, cleared the ring out at the end of the show, and showed everybody why he is one of the up-and-coming stars in this state.
Well, I wish I had been there to see it. How was your vacation, though?
Let me tell you what. My vacation was so good. I had so much fun at the beach. I missed wrestling, but I sure did enjoy having a good time away. I needed it. We had coming off two anniversary shows, two weekends in a row, a lot of irons in the fire. It was great to get away and enjoyed it, had a great time, drunk a couple of beers, but not way too many. I ate a whole lot. I looked like a beach whale out there, I know, but I had fun. Now, back to what I was having fun until I saw the news about the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and I want to touch on that for a second. You know, Dusty Rhodes, the greatest entertainer there ever. He didn't have to go make movies like some other wrestlers or whatever. Dusty Rhodes was simply world famous for only being a professional wrestler. As a fat guy myself, we appreciate guys like Dusty Rhodes who got around that, who talked the talk, walked the walk. He was the tower power. He was too sweet to be sour. He was the bull of the woods. You know, we could go on all night about that. Dusty Rhodes will be sorely missed. That was a sad day, and I thank him for all he did for wrestling, made wrestling fun, made wrestling cool. Dream, man, you were the man.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not trying to change the subject, but we do have time. You promised us some stuff tonight. And
what do you want to know? You tell me what you want to know.
I asked you a couple weeks ago, what's up with the Anarchy website? You go to anarchy-wrestling.net, and it's not the Anarchy website anymore. What's going on there?
Okay, well, we can touch on that. So here's kind of what happened. And I'm a straight shooter, and I'm going to shoot it to the best of my knowledge. There was a situation where we had a 10th anniversary show scheduled for Anarchy. I'm scanning Facebook, and I don't understand why. I'll just leave it at that. It seems that Franklin Dove, the former owner, was a little miffed that I didn't personally invite him to be at the show, or he wasn't written into the show. I don't really understand, and I'm not casting stones. But Franklin was upset about not being invited or not being part of the show, whatever it was. I didn't understand why. I reached out to him immediately and stated basically that I thought, you know, you have an open invitation. When I bought the company, an open invitation was extended. Anytime you want to come, don't have to say a word, you show up, always welcome. Just basically assumed that Bill Behrens and I both discussed. We just basically assumed that he would be there and be a part of it. For whatever reason, feelings got hurt or something, I'm not sure. And he didn't come. The next day after this happened, the Facebook page and website for Anarchy were directed to different spots and weren't working anymore. And Franklin had been handling those moving forward as a way for him to stay involved in the company, even though he said it's something that he wanted to do, stay involved, and I greatly appreciated it, had no issues with it. So it was at that point that I decided in conversation that I guess he was mad and wasn't going to allow us to use that anymore, and so we basically created a new page, got the webmaster, put up and got a new website together, and moved forward, and no harm, no foul. I wash my hands of it at that. I have no problems with Franklin Dove or anyone else, and I don't know. You know, I still don't really understand what happened, but we moved on as a business should do, and that's the end of it.
Okay, so you have a new website. Is there a different URL for it?
Yes, and you are asking that, and I don't have all my information in front of me, but I will get it back to you in just a minute when I get a chance to look everything up, because there's 8 million Anarchy websites, and we're trying to close all of them now. that's the reasoning behind what we've done. We created a new Facebook page. It's Anarchy Wrestling at the Church of Southern Wrestling. We basically put a .net or something as far as changing. I'm not the web guru, so I'm not. But we made a small change to the name that was already there. And that's up and running now, working fine, just like it always has. And like I said, I'm not here to cast stones. I don't understand what happened. I assume Franklin will be part of the show due to a misunderstanding or whatever. He wasn't, and that's what happened.
All right. Well,
be honest, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Well, I appreciate that. Another question, though, when you go to the old Anarchy website, it is basically NWALegends.com, and it's got info about the fan fest and everything. How did that happen?
I would assume that Franklin just directed the website to go to there automatically. I have no idea. I haven't asked. And, NWALegends.com is a great thing. I go every year to the fan fest. More power to it. You know, that's done. Whatever happened, happened, and we move forward.
Well, I guess
what else you want to know about?
Well, I think we should leave it at that for now because we've got Bill Eady calling in just a few minutes. But I thought you had asked to be a guest on this show, so I thought you had some stuff you wanted to talk about. But we can save it.
I got a half an hour's worth of stuff, man. But hey, you got two guests lined up tonight. And people want to hear about that. If they want to hear about me, they can call in and ask me questions. I don't care. We'll have to discuss Barnesville at some point. We have to discuss the changes in ownership recently at Anarchy. That's something, you know, there's a lot of things that I've been questioned about. Why I dislike Larry Goodman so much, and I'd be glad to talk about that for at least an hour show on why I hate Larry Goodman.
All right. Well, we'll save all that. We'll space it out over a few episodes, I guess.
But hey, Bill Eady's here. Owen Knight's here, man. What else do we need? We didn't talk about the pay-per-view last night. Did you watch the pay-per-view?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it, actually. How was it?
You didn't watch the pay-per-view last night. You didn't see Sheamus' brilliant win, and now he's got the money in the bank.
I heard about it. I mean, I got the alert through the app, the spoiler alert app that they reveal all the outcomes of all the matches, so you have no reason to go back and watch it if you already aren't watching it.
Yeah, that one kind of surprised me. That one and the Primetime Players won the tag team titles, which really surprised me. Nothing against the Primetime Players, but that really surprised me. I'll just leave it at that. The match of the night was Owens and John Cena, hands down. Main event was very good, but Owens and Cena stole the show, in my opinion. It was very entertaining, very enjoyable, and I liked the way they ended it. And I liked the way that Owens kicked him and broke him in half before he left and laughed all the way back to the locker room. What else can we talk about now?
Well, let's talk about Bill Eady. We got him. He's going to be on in just a minute, so that might be him now. But I'll tell me what you know about him. You've been around a little longer than I have, so you may have actually seen him wrestle locally. Is that the case?
I've seen Bellini on many occasions over at the J&J Center over in Athens when he was wrestling as a mass superstar, in the Omni in Atlanta on many occasions. I'm more of a fan of Bill Eady as the mass superstar, being from Georgia and growing up with Georgia Championship Wrestling. I admired the work with Demolition and that stuff, but Bill Eady to me is, was, and always will be the mass superstar. And a tremendous, one hell of a worker.
Why do you prefer that persona over the Demolition persona?
Okay, first of all, I live in Monroe, Georgia. I grew up in Monroe, Georgia. Georgia Championship Wrestling was the bomb. I never was a WWF fan back in the day. I thought WWF wrestling was boring. I thought it was too many characters. You know, Terry Taylor couldn't go to the WWF and be Terry Taylor. He had to be the Red Rooster. And Dick Slater couldn't be Dick Slater. He had to be the Rebel Dick. You know, all that crap. I didn't really appreciate. Wrestling to me was Georgia Championship Wrestling that I grew up with. Then Joe Pedicino started coming on Saturday nights, and we'd get to see other territories, Memphis and World Class and Mid-South and things like that. you know, the good old Southern wrestling, I like to call it, where guys get in the ring and beat the bejesus out of each other. That's what I enjoyed about wrestling.
All right.
I didn't want to fall back and do chicken wings for 30 minutes.
All right. Well, whether you know him as Demolition X or the Masked Superstar, going to go ahead and bring him on. All right, welcome to the show, Bill Eady. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I heard a couple of the comments from the previous talker, and I appreciate all the nice compliments he gave me. You know, I am a Georgia guy myself, so not born here, but I got my green card, been here so long.
Well, that was my co-host Charles that was talking about your days here in Georgia.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, well, no luck about it, Bill. Go ahead,
Doc. I was just going to say you're going to be at the Stranglehold WrestleFest next month, a little over, or just, I guess 3 weeks away, which is
right.
The main reason we got you on. But I'm just excited to be talking to you because I grew up watching you more in WWF. But, you know, I've heard a lot of things. I saw you at the NWA Fan Fest when it was here in Atlanta a few years ago, and enjoyed
right.
the panel there.
Well, I'm looking forward to the event. That I've got a good friend of mine. It's Eric Nelson, who's involved with that production and Stranglehold Wrestling. So, and he always does a top shelf production presentation. And I think if the fans get an opportunity and they enjoy wrestling, they should stop by and get a chance to chat with us.
Well, there's not actually wrestling taking place here, right? It's a meet and greet sort of thing.
I believe so. I'm not involved in any wrestling, but yeah, I've had too many bumps and bruises over the years.
Yeah, Jonathan, I was looking. It's just a meet and greet fan fest type thing. It says over 20 vendors involved and lots of stars. And Eric does do a great job with this stuff that he's promoted. I've followed him and become friends with him through Facebook. And I'm excited about this. We're going to have a booth there as well, representing Southern Pride and Anarchy Wrestling. And look forward to meeting Bill and all the other guys.
Well, like you said, Eric does a fantastic job. And the one thing in this business is you guys know, a lot of the fans, there's a lot of BS promoters say what they're going to do, book a lot of guys to come, and at the last moment say they're not going to be here and never even touch base with them. But, you know, I've been dealing with Eric for a number of years, and like you said, he does a first-class production. And the nice thing is that, you know, throughout the years, we didn't get an opportunity many times to sit and chat with the fans. You just walk to the ring and back to the dressing room. And I like this because, you know, like you guys were talking earlier, there's a lot of good stories involved that the fans remind me of past things that I've done in the ring and in their town. And it's always nice to be remembered.
Well, I'm curious, Bill, when you, I guess you were in the, you were in Georgia Championship Wrestling, which was part of the National Wrestling Alliance. Then you went to the WWF. Was there ever any talk or consideration of letting you be the mass superstar there, or did they just immediately kind of?
No, I was there for a while. I was there for a while when I first went in, but I had a little disagreement with the powers that be, and they wanted me to do some things that I wasn't comfortable with. And fortunately, I had a standing contract in Japan where I can go to Japan anywhere from 10 to 14 weeks a year. So I fulfilled my brief commitment up there and left. And then I went back as a favor to Andre. Andre was a real good personal friend of the family and of mine, godfather to my daughters. So he asked me and persuaded me to come back in, and that's basically why I went back in the second time.
So when you went back, was the demolition kind of an idea that someone already had, or did you contribute to that at all, or how did that all come about?
Oh, no, they were looking for a team similar to the Road Warriors, of course.
Right.
And they let us come up with the idea. Randy Colley was instrumental. I don't know if you remember Randy as the Moondog.
Yeah.
Moondog,
he
was instrumental in developing the character along with myself, but unfortunately for Randy, and he was easily recognized. They had no reference point with me because I had a mask before. But Randy was, you know, very, very well received up there as the Moondog. So he graciously stepped aside, and I got a chance to go around the country and look at some potential partners. They suggested a couple, and I suggested a couple. And finally, I interviewed Barry Darso in Charlotte, and we hit it off, and Demolition was born.
A couple years back at one of the fan fests, I had a chance to talk with you, and I don't know if I'm sure you won't remember me, obviously, but we had a discussion about wrestling over in Athens, Georgia, at the old J&J Center.
Oh, yeah, what a fantastic arena. What a fantastic arena.
Yes. And
right fans are right on top of you. You had to watch your P's and Q's and your back there.
Yeah, and I remember we got to talking about the days of Luke Graham being in the bar. And if you remember at the bar in the back of the J&J where you could get the drinks, and I know you guys said you guys all had trouble getting Luke out of the bar back there.
Well, Luke didn't have any trouble. He had a cocktail concoction of about, oh my goodness, 2 or 3 ounces or a half an ounce or a quarter of an ounce of 15 different items, and then a mix it. But he found a way to get a couple good drinks out of it. But that was an exciting building. I think it was every Thursday, right?
It's Thursday night, yes. It surely was. And I guess probably the first time I ever saw you wrestle there would have been in the late 70s when you were doing your feud with Wrestling 2, which, you know, was one of the greatest feuds in the history of Georgia. And then two of the greatest masked men. You two, along with Jody Hamilton, I consider the three greatest masked wrestlers who ever lived. And,
well, I appreciate
what some great memories those were. And of course, obviously, we'd see at the Omni for the big shows in the Omni and Marietta and the other towns. But J&J was my spot. That was local for us, and we always enjoyed it. Of course, we hated you then because you were going against the favorite guy, Mr. Wrestling, too. But, man, what a tremendous worker you were.
I was doing my job, I guess, but I've got nothing but fond memories of Georgia. You know, I live in Georgia. We moved here from the Carolinas when I was in Charlotte, from Ohio originally, and my wife fell in love with Georgia, and she said we won't go any further north. We'll go south in Georgia, and that's about it. So we're here.
Now, I know your early work was as a part of the Mongols. Can you touch on maybe your start in the business and how you got involved with that?
Well, I was teaching and coaching at the time in Ohio, coaching football and teaching history. And a good personal family friend of mine, Marion Klingensmith, he was an old-time boxer. He fought Jersey Joe Walcott and couple of those guys, you know, pretty good boxer, but, you know, a local guy from Pittsburgh. Well, he became the one of the state athletic commissioners for boxing and wrestling. And his boy and myself used to accompany him once in a while down to the Civic Arena. And he took us back in the dressing room one time. Tito Mongo was the promoter at the time. And he asked us if we were interested in wrestling, and I said, never really thought about it, but I think I'd like to do it. And 6 months later, after training, I'm in the ring. And then his partner, everybody remembers Nikolai Volkov, well, it was Beppo Mongol at the time. Nikolai got hurt in Louisiana. Guido called me. I drove over to his home, shaved my head, grew a Fu Manchu, and 6 weeks later I'm in Japan as Bolo Mongo. And then it started.
Wow.
Sort of backed into it.
So I know you mentioned going to Japan earlier. Was that when you went over and did the Super Machine? How did all that come about?
Well, no, I had been going back and forth. After our first visit to Japan as the Mongols, Guido sort of was getting ready to retire. Then I went to back to Charlotte, and George Scott gave me the idea of being the Masked Superstar because they had just lost Don Jardine. And then I went back and forth to Japan. Someone asked me this the other day. I've been back and forth to Japan a total of 40 times, anywhere from 2 weeks to 8 weeks. And we were working at, I had just left, let me think, I had just left New York as a superstar and went back to Japan because I had a standing contract I told you about. And Andre and I were partners over there. Well, Andre had this idea of two masked guys, and it worked out that there was a Japanese tag team, their top tag team, called the Machines. And they had just jumped from Inoki's group to Bubba's group. Well, Inoki called us in the office and said, I need help. And Andre said, well, we can help you. We were thinking about this mask character. So I became the Super Machine, which everybody in Japan knew as a superstar. And, of course, everybody had to know that it was a giant machine. And what we did was we challenged the previous team that had gone to Bubba's group and sort of buried them because it looked like they were afraid to fight us.
Good. And at one point did Blackjack Mulligan get involved too as a maybe a third member? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah. Well, Andre and I were situated to come back and work just a short series. Everybody was supposed to know who we were, and they of course did. And we were just finished up our tour in Japan, and Andre got to notice that he was going to do the movie Princess Bride. So we were already publicized. So we contacted Mulligan, and Mulligan became the Big Machine. So it was the Giant Machine, the Big Machine, the Super Machine. And then, of course, we had, you know, the Hogan Machine, the George Steele Machine, the Piper Machine, the Chunkyard. It was supposed to be a fun gimmick, and it was.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Jonathan, you ready to chime in?
Sure. Well, Bill, you mentioned earlier, and it's really no secret that Demolition was sort of WWF's answer to the Road Warriors. But eventually you guys actually got to wrestle the Road Warriors when they came to WWF. So I guess I have a two-part question. Did you have any much interaction with them before when you were the Masked Superstar? And then once you both were in WWF, what was that like working with them?
Well, yeah, of course I knew both of them before as a superstar. Matter of fact, I was in and out of Georgia here for a while. And, you know, they're good friends of mine. And Animal, unfortunately, has passed on, but I still consider him a friend. Hawk, I'm sorry. Animal's still with us. And we see each other periodically on the road, and do signings and things like that. And, I think that it was like when they had Hogan and Flair. That was going to set the world on fire. And
right.
There was so much anticipation that the matches never lived up to the hype. And, you know, Joe and Barry and I talk about this a lot. There was so much anticipation for the Demolition to go against the Road Warriors or Legion of Doom or whatever they were being called at that time. And that the chemistry was just not there. You hear that term, chemistry? And it's very important. I think that they were very popular, NWA, down here at WCW. We were very popular with WWF. And I think that there was a lot of pressure on them at the time to take over that spotlight. And, you know, we talk about it. There's Demolition fans, there's Road Warrior fans, LOD fans, and there's millions and millions of people don't give a damn about either team. So all we had to do was just try to do the best we could do. But as far as the matches were concerned, I don't think that either team was happy with the chemistry. I think that they were a little bit leery of being overshadowed, and you know, they were trying to protect themselves, and so were we. But I think that under different circumstances, probably would have been a lot better.
Right. Well, Charles, your favorite person, Larry Goodman, has joined us.
Oh, yeah, that's all we need. Larry Goodman is joining in.
Larry, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Did you have a question for Bill?
I did. Yeah. It's an honor to speak to you, Mr. Eady. I had one question going back to your feud with Mr. Wrestling Number 2 on a specific night that the night the City Auditorium closed in Atlanta. It seems to me it was you and Mr. 2 inside of a cage that night. And I just remember that night because that was my favorite place to go to see wrestling. Do you recall anything about that time period wrestling 2 in the City Auditorium?
The City Auditorium here in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, what a fabulous place. I was sad to see it. You know, Progress, I guess. What is it? Georgia State University took that over, but
yeah.
What a mecca. I mean, it was considered to be the Madison Square Garden of the South. You know, at that time, the three big territories were Georgia, who was running for a period of time Tuesdays and Fridays, as you know, as a fan, in Atlanta. And then the Charlotte territory was booming, and then New York. Everybody who was anybody wanted to come to Atlanta. And, yeah, that was a lot of fond memories in that building. A lot of sellout crowds. I was involved in some of them, and on the card in some of them, and some guys still talk about that building. It's sad that, you know, I guess it's a matter of progress, but that one and then the building in Greenville, South Carolina, and all these buildings that are many, 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 many times filled up with true wrestling fans. I don't remember the particular match. I had so many matches with wrestling too, and I thought we had good chemistry together. I thought we had good matches. I consider him a good friend of mine.
Thank you. Thank you. Those were some wonderful matches. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Bill, do you still get in the ring at all, or are you just doing signings and
hands? I heard a song the other day. I took my grandsons to the pool, and what's the song? I'm not as good as I once was, but it was sort of my theme song now, I guess. We get in rarely. Thank goodness the fans realize that, you know, we can't do the things we used to do. But we go in, and when we do, we donate our services to charity. I do a lot of things for Make-A-Wish, and I got involved in that when I was in Japan. And they've been kind to me. They provide me with materials, pictures, and wrestling masks and things like that. And whatever we do, Barry and I both, they cover our expenses, and then we donate our proceeds to Make-A-Wish.
Do you have any other appearances coming up by July 11th?
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday evening. We're going. Barry and I are going over to London, England, for an autograph session over there Saturday and Sunday. And then we come back on Monday. And then I've got one. We're doing something. We usually book 2 weekends a month. Now, not the whole weekend. Usually a Saturday or Friday, because Barry's got a printing business, and I'm a teacher, and I'm off for the summer, so I like to enjoy my summers. But when we book two events a month, then we stop. So we're booked up probably till the first of next year, but mostly for signings and charity events.
Okay. He's not scheduled to appear at this Stranglehold thing, right? It's just you?
No, no, just me. He's busy. His boy is graduating from the police academy up there that weekend, so he can't participate.
Okay. Well,
and then we're doing the Charlotte Fan Fest, 31st of July, and then we're doing Notre Dame for the college up there the 1st of August.
Well, Bill, okay. I'd like to jump in, Jonathan, if you don't mind. Bill, I know while we got you here, the passing of Dusty Rhodes last week, I was wondering if you wanted to have anything to say about Dusty and all of that, sir.
Well, you know, I'm not on Twitter and I'm not on Facebook. I tried it. I can barely answer all my emails, but that was a shock, complete shock. A couple of people that emailed me and called me had said that Dusty had been ill, but they didn't know the extent of the illness or the severity. And when I heard it, I was completely taken back. You know, Dusty's a, what can you say? He was a legend in wrestling. He's an icon in Florida. He was in and out top star here in Georgia. And then, of course, Louisiana and the Charlotte territory. So, you know, I feel sorry for the family. I know his boys. I send my regards and condolences to them and the families. I understand that the funeral is going to be on Wednesday. And I even contemplated going down, but we've got this event scheduled in England, so we're going to be leaving early for that. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to replace Dusty. It's one of a kind. Sort of reminds me of when Andre and Murdoch and some of the other greats had passed on. You can't make those guys up again.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about it. And I kept seeing a lot of the tributes and saying, you know, what, hey, Dusty and Dick are up in heaven, and I know that's a great thing. My first thought was I'd like to be sitting in the corner with Dusty and, well, I don't want to get there too soon, but you know what I mean, sitting in the corner with Dusty and Gordon Solie and Jack Briscoe and Eddie Graham and just sitting to a corner and listening to a conversation with those guys talking about the day.
Oh, it'd be some good stories, now.
Yeah,
and
no
it'd
doubt.
Have to be clean stories because they're in heaven.
Yeah, they'd have to keep them clean. Yeah. So Gordon couldn't have a drink, and they'd have to put the cigarettes down.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Well, I thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Jonathan, if you got anything else, please jump. But, Bill, I sure appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you in July, and then I will see you again as well in Charlotte for the Fan Fest.
Oh, fantastic. I just encourage all the fans to come out. I'm looking forward to it, and it's my pleasure, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, Bill, before we let you go, we've got Eric Nelson calling in.
Who's that?
How's it going, fellas?
All right, how are you?
Very good, Eric.
Yeah, great stories, Bill. Look forward to seeing you again, as always. Always a pleasure to work with you.
Well, it is, Eric. I told these guys, I said there's very few people in this business that you can trust. As far as promoters.
Oh, you got that right, sir.
The fans don't understand that sometimes because they just see the end result. But you're a credit to this business, and I appreciate you working with me.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely.
And more importantly, I appreciate your friendship.
Oh, absolutely, sir. It means a lot. Well, I'm sure you guys are curious as to why I'm here. I'd like just to touch briefly before we let Mr. Owen Knight come on. Stranglehold Wrestling, we are a nationwide promotion, not just in the great state of Georgia. I mean, Bill, as you already know, we had that deal in Virginia Beach just this past November.
Right.
Just did a deal up in Central Ohio with the Million Dollar Man. And we have so much more coming down the pipe, folks. I can't wait to get back to my home state of Georgia on July the 11th for the great fans here. Not only will I be beside, you know, one of my oldest and greatest friends, Mr. Bill Eadie here. Well, we got Cowboy Bob Orton going to join us. really looking forward to having Bob. He's definitely a pleasure to have around. We're going to have Gunner from TNA, and beautiful Bobby Eaton will be there as well. And not to mention, a lot of local Georgia favorites. Chick Diamond's making an appearance. Hadn't seen Chick in a while. What do you guys think?
Hey, that sounds good. I wanted to jump in on that, too. Ace Orton doesn't do a lot of signings, and I'm really excited about seeing Orton.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, Chuck, you stay tuned because Stranglehold's going to bring you more. It's going to knock your socks off, my man. And, of course,
hey, that's what we're doing.
And, of course, we've got two beautiful ladies going to join us. Miss Brandi Scotch-Baker making a long-awaited return. After taking a small hiatus from the wrestling business, she is returning on July the 11th for her fans. And we got newcomer Miss Priscilla Kelly. So we got two Georgia peaches going to join us for Stranglefest here. And, of course, TNA's own Gunner, along with a good pal of mine, Iceberg, they're going to join in on this. So, fellas, we're shaping up for a pretty good event in Flowery Branch. I think it's going to be a hot time in Georgia. What do you all think?
Sounds good. Where can people buy tickets and find out more about?
And I got something big coming September 19th, but that's a story for another day. I just wanted to poke in real quick, say hello to everybody, and looking forward to seeing everybody at the event July the 11th.
Where can people find out more about it and buy tickets and things like that?
Well, we have a link on Eventbrite that will be listed on our event page on Facebook. We also have more information on Stranglehold Wrestling on Facebook.
All right.
So, guys, it was a pleasure. Bill, I'll see you soon. Charles, till we meet again, my friend.
Good talking to you.
And, Jonathan, appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for calling, and thank you again, Bill Eady.
All right, have a great one, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good night. All right, well, I know we've got our next guest in queue, but we've got a couple of numbers from the same area code, so I'm a little confused, but I'll bring on Owen first, and then we'll figure out who these other people are. As soon as I can find his music.
Go fuck yourself!
Hello?
All right, welcome to the show, Owen Knight. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. So you're calling from a 202 area code, and at the same time you called in, two other 202 area codes called. Do you know who these people are?
I think that's people from, I think one's my mom, actually. One's my mom and one's my aunt. So they were just called just to listen in.
Oh, they're just listening. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you will, of course, be taking part in Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's first anniversary show this Thursday at the Masquerade. And I believe you are in the tournament to potentially become the first champion there, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So going back a little bit, I know you train at WWE 4, but how did you end up working with AWE? Did they approach you or did you approach them?
I was originally, my girlfriend, Kara Hogan, she was booked there originally for an interviewer. So at that point, I was just kind of just there. I introduced myself to the promoter, Josh Willer. And when he didn't know who I was. So I showed him a couple of my matches. So he let me work music. He let me work music the first time. Then the next show they had, he let me come on. And I've been on there ever since.
So you've been there since the second show?
I've been there since the second show, yes, sir. I worked the music. The very first show that I went to, was I worked the music, and I wrestled Ali Shabazz. I really hope I did not pronounce his name wrong. I hope I did. I'm terrible with names. I'm so terrible with it.
Well, you obviously made a positive impression there, despite your not so positive attitude in the ring.
I would say it's positive. It's okay. I'm not that mean, am I?
Well, you've never been mean to me, but I've seen you.
Oh, okay. So then technically I'm not mean. If I haven't been mean to you, I'm not mean. So, yeah, I'm fine.
So do you know who you're facing in this, I guess, the first round of the tournament?
It's a wild card thing.
Oh, okay.
So I won't even know until I go out, honestly. It's like Russian roulette, so I have to decide. But whoever it is, it doesn't matter. I'm going in there with a mindset to win and a mindset to become the first champion. Because everyone remembers the first. Everyone remembers
right.
the first. So that's my mindset when I'm going in. That's my impression. That's how I want to – I'm going in there and I'm walking out. That's how I want to be. And my confidence is at all-time high. At all-time high.
Well, how much experience do you have? Who all is in this? Murder One, Jimmy Rave, Luke Gallows.
We have Murder, like the names you said. We have Sugar Duncan, we have Chip Day, I believe. Ice. Oh, see, I'm terrible with names too. Oh my goodness, Skylar Cross is in there, and it's a lot of other, you know, wild card in there that's going to make it a crazy and unforgettable night, regardless of who's in it. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the challenges and opportunities. So it should be a fun night. It should be a fun night. Not for the people that lose, because it's going to be a good night for me.
Well, how much experience do you have with all those guys? I know you've been with some of them at AWE, but I'm sure some of them you've never faced before, right?
Never faced before. And with wrestling in general, like you can't. I've been working for 2 years, almost 2.5 years, and I don't know everything. And even if I think I know everything, I won't know everything. So I'm still learning. That's the great thing about wrestling. It's so unique that you can never stop learning. So regardless, I mean, the guys in the tournament have been doing this, you know, plus years, so there's a lot to learn. But like I said, my confidence is something that can't be wiped away. It can't deteriorate. It can't do anything. And I truly believe in myself that I have all the confidence and all the ability in the world to go out and do what I got taught by by Total Protection, Mr. Hughes. That's the guy that trained me, and he instilled it, the faith. And the confidence. I keep using the same word, but I'm just confident. I know I'm gonna win. I know I am.
Johnson, I'm gonna chime in for a second. I'm looking it up here. It looks like 12 contestants. There's Jake Hughes, Luke Gallows, Murder One, Siler Cross, Sugar D, Raphael King, Iceberg, Kyle Matthews, Mr. Knight himself, Chip Day, Jimmy Rave, and I think there may be a wild card 12th spot, if I remember Josh's post correctly. So I'm interested to see how it's going to work out, and I'm trying to make arrangements to get up there this week and check this one out. Not sure yet, but a lot of good talent there in that tournament, no doubt about it.
I'm glad you remembered the names. I just told them terrible names. Thank you so much.
listening to that group of names, and I'm sure you've worked some of those guys.
Yeah.
Outside of yourself, because you've got that confidence, who do you see being the person, the man to beat besides Owen Knight?
I'm gonna have to go with the wild card, honestly. That 12th spot, because it's anyone's ball game in that particular area. So That's what I'm banking on. If I had to pick anyone else besides myself, it would be whoever the 12th person is. So that's what I'm banking on.
Okay, so when wrestling's over,
again?
You have a character of a politician, right?
Say that. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear you. Say that again.
I said when wrestling's over, you have a bright future as a politician, right?
I hope so. You think I can run for president? You think so?
That's a great political answer.
Okay, well, thank you. I might have to look into that.
Awesome. So let's throw this one out there. You've been working, you said, for about 2 years. Who's somebody locally that you haven't worked but you would like to work?
I would like to work Chip Day, honestly. Chip Day, Murda One, Adrian Armour. I worked Sugar D the last couple of shows. Raphael King, I would like to work him. And who else? I think that's pretty much it as far as locally. Locally, those are the guys I really want to work locally.
Well, those are good guys, and I guarantee you can learn a lot from Chip Day. Chip Day is one of the guys who I think is one of the best workers in the Southeast, no doubt.
I've heard you are the fifth person to have said that. So I would really want to tie, and that's another thing. The tournament itself is so crazy that me and Chip could possibly face each other, regardless on the numbering of the matches and everything. So it's possible we might lock horns, and that'll be a match made in heaven for me. But, it's one of my quote unquote dreams to wrestle him locally. So it should be fun.
Well, I see Owen, your girlfriend, I guess, Kira Hogan, who's been on the show a couple of times, and I wish Jagged Edge was here tonight because he always was talking to Kira, so I was hoping he'd get to talk to you. But anyway, I see that she's facing Priscilla Kelly that night, so will you be out there for that, or will you just be preparing for your matches? Because I guess you potentially have two or three matches that night.
Yeah. Regardless, we always have each other's back. That's one thing that Kier has had with me. No matter where I go and wrestle, she always has my back. So yeah, I will be in her corner. I will be in her corner to when she wrestles Priscilla Kelly. Yeah, that is a guaranteed bona fide YES.
All right, and then of course Chip Day has been has had Priscilla's back, so. There's a potential clash there, even if you don't
like
get
I'm
to
saying,
face each
so,
other officially.
It's so many options for us to bump heads, so you don't know what's going to happen. All I know is if you're a wrestling fan, you're local in Atlanta, you need to come because anything's possible. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. So regardless on if Chip comes out or whatever, it doesn't matter. We're there to wrestle. We're there to put on the best wrestling show in Georgia, period, and that's where we're going from this year on. From years and years to come. When you look back on AWE in 10 years, you're going to remember the first year show. You will remember the spectacular, the grandeur of it. So it's going to be something to see. So if you want to see it, you got to be there at the Masquerade. You got to be. If not, you are losing, in my opinion. No offense to anyone out there listening.
Well, you definitely got a great lineup for this card, no doubt about it. But I want to hit on a question. When you're wrestling or when Kiera's wrestling, when do you get the most nervous?
When I get the most nervous?
Yeah, do you get more nervous for your match or do you get more nervous for Kiera when she's working?
If I can, it's a little bit of both. For me, when I wrestle, I've always gone by that if I don't get nervous before any show, regardless of what I'm doing, I feel as though you don't care about your performance. I think as an entertainer, if you stop getting nervous, no matter if you've been doing this for 25, 30, 40 years, if you stop getting nervous, I think you don't care about the performance you get for the people. Because the people don't deserve a bad show. You have people paying $30, $40, $80 for tickets, and they get crappy shows. They don't deserve that. You see what I'm saying? I think you should go out and give 110%. No matter if it's 5 people to 500 people, you should go all out, no matter what. And I think I get more nervous when I have my matches because I don't want to disappoint the fans. Because at the end of the day, when I'm by myself and I'm just thinking about my whole day, what happened, I realize that I could have been a little bit better in that match mentally. So even if they boo, even if they hate my guts, that's what I want them to do. I want them to hate me so bad that they'll come and destroy my car. If I've done that, I have done my job. So I think, yeah, I get more nervous. And I get nervous when Kiera comes out. Don't get me wrong. I do. Because Lord knows I would not want her to get hurt in anything. But as far as for me, I get nervous because I don't want to give a bad show. That's just my opinion as an entertainer, as a wrestler.
Well, curious, Owen, you've been with AWE for the better part of the year. As you mentioned, you were there since the second show. I guess you still wrestle at WWA 4. That's every Thursday, right?
Yes, sir. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock, free wrestling. Commerce Drive.
Are there any other promotions that are booking you yet?
Yes, I work for OSW, which is in... Say that again?
I think was just an echo.
Oh, okay, yeah. I work at OSW, Old School Wrestling, in Barnesville, Georgia. That's pretty much... Is that the only one that I do locally? Yes, it's OSW. It's in Barnesville, Georgia. For as far as, like, future promotions that I want to work for, I used to work for PWX in North Carolina. I did 2 shows with them. I would really like to go back and work them and have an angle with anybody there, honestly. And, you know, I want to... From this year forward, I want to kind of get my name out there more than I already am. I think it's starting to work somewhat. I just want to, you know, keep it moving. So I would like to work in North Carolina in the future, Ohio, more so up north, West Coast, just to, you know, better myself, you know, wrestling-wise. Because like I said, you can never learn too much with wrestling. But as far as locally, it's AWE and OSW. And that's it every month in Barnesville, Georgia.
OSW? I don't think I've heard of that one. That's not Luke Gallows' promotion, is it?
It's not Luke Gallows' promotion. It's run by Big Steel.
By who?
Big Steel.
Big Steel, okay. When are you wrestling there again?
That will be if I'm not, the date has not been determined yet, but it's usually towards the end of the month. So it's either the last Saturday every month, but as far as this show that's coming, they haven't given a date, but look forward to it. I'll be posting it on Facebook and everything, so yeah.
All right. Well, Charles, do you have anything else for Owen before we wrap things up?
No, I appreciate him coming on, and I want to wish him the best of luck in the term this week. Hopefully, if I can get out there, I'll get a chance to see him and introduce myself. But good luck, and it's your pleasure to talk to, and we'll be seeing you down the road, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me, too. It's been a pleasure. I was kind of shocked when you guys said, you know, messaged me. I was like, what? You want me? I felt famous for a little bit. 5 seconds, I felt famous. I was like, oh my God, I'm known.
Now you're known. You've been a guest on Georgia Wrestling Now.
Yeah, I know. So now I can go gloat and I can go share on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything. I've been on this. Have you been on this? So I feel good. You guys helped me start a good week. Thank you guys.
Thanks for calling, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, look forward to seeing you guys. It's live at the Masquerade. For those of you that are Masquerade, it starts at 8 o'clock, so be there.
Yes,
be
sir.
The man.
You
I will
go
be
to AtlantaWrestlingEntertainment.com, I guess, has all the information on tickets. And
yes, you can go on the website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Periscope, too. For those of you who don't have Periscope, we're on Periscope, too. So follow us. We follow back, and you guys keep up with the entertainment and everything. As far as my social media goes, you can follow me on Instagram at HypeStar94. And on Twitter, you can follow me at OwenKnight202. And on Facebook, it's just as Owen Knight. So thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Charles. Well, next week I don't have anybody confirmed yet as a guest, so maybe that'll be your chance to elaborate on some of these other things.
Sure, we can do that, whatever. One thing that we didn't get to talk about this week, maybe we'll hold it for next week, the debuts of the Jarrett's Global Wrestling this past weekend in Tennessee with two shows. Maybe we'll touch on that as well next week.
Absolutely. I'm still hoping that they're going to make it to Georgia at some point. With the, I don't know if it's too late for them to do one of those minor league baseball shows here, but I'd love to check it out.
And I would too as well. The Gwinnett Arena would probably, not the arena, but the Gwinnett Braves Stadium would probably be a perfect place for it. I think the attendance numbers probably weren't what they were expecting this weekend. Show results were pretty decent, though. So, you know, we'll see what else happens. But that'll leave us something to talk about next week as well. And find us another good game. Hey, I got to give it to you. I got to give you the props. You pulled out 0-9 and Bill Eady this week. So you are the man, Jonathan Williams. And if you could keep Larry Goodman, Jack Edge, and John Nevada Johnson off this show, I don't care if you bring Matt Hankins. See, I got to speak. Matt Hankins sat in last week and did a great job. Just fire everybody else, and me and you and Matt Hankins will sit in here every Monday night.
Well, I like that plan, honestly. Nothing against any of those other guys, but I love having Matt Hankins here, and I think the three of us would be, you know, there'd be good chemistry there. We'd bounce off each other really well. So
well,
I will
Matt
reach out to Matt.
Yeah, Matt and I would really bounce off one another.
And, I am working on next week. It's not confirmed yet, but another one of the Stranglehold guest for the Stranglehold WrestleFest, as we mentioned earlier, is Cowboy Bob Orton, so we're trying to get him to call in next week. But we will still allow you some time to talk, Charles. You know, like
that
I said, we can space.
That
go
would
ahead.
Be filler material if we need it.
Absolutely. All right, well, I think we've said all we could say tonight. I appreciate you calling, Charles. I appreciate Owen Knight and Bill Eady, as well as Eric Nelson calling in, and Larry Goodman for that matter.
I don't appreciate Larry Goodman calling in. I do not like Larry Goodman.
Well, maybe we will get to the bottom of why you don't like him. We'll get some more details about that next week. Till then, there are plenty of wrestling shows to see this weekend. You can go to gwhnewsandnotes.blog.com. Click on upcoming events, and please also check out WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. There are several new movie reviews up this week, and there will be more content posted there over the next, all the time. I've got a few writers. I've got Strychnine doing concert reviews. I've got my friend Ryan Cadaver from the Casket Creatures doing movie reviews. So lots of new content there, but we will be back. And then in a couple of weeks, we're airing on Sunday, the 28th, I'll go ahead and announce. And then also in July, because WWE Raw will be here, I assume we will all be there that Monday. So we won't be doing a show that night, so we'll be doing it on Sunday, the 12th of July. But more news to come on who the guests will be for those shows and other upcoming shows. Thanks for listening, and good night.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.